This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Friday, February 20th. I'm Erin Malsbury. For the first time in 15 years, Big Basin Redwood State Park is expanding. Yesterday, the park announced a purchase of 153 acres from the nonprofit Sempervirens Fund. The property is known as the gateway to Big Basin. Sempervirens Fund Executive Director Sarah Barth says it's especially important for the park's recovery from the 2020 fire.
Because it didn't burn very severely, it still has a lot of species like Douglas fir that were otherwise basically killed off in the rest of Big Basin as a result of the fire.
She hopes the land can act as a seed bank to help restore some of those species to the rest of the park. The property is also important for the park's redesign and will be close to the new visitor center.
It's a lovely forest, and it's filled with amazing waterfalls and streams that I think the public is really going to enjoy when it's opened up to them.
Barth visited the land this week and said there was snow on the ground. As storms have brought heavy rain and snow to the Central Coast, Santa Cruz County spokesman Jason Hoppen says the county will have two cold weather shelters available tonight. They're at the Veterans Hall Memorial Building in Santa Cruz and the Community Health Trust of Pajaro Valley in Watsonville.
Shelters typically open for residents about 8. We offer bedding and food. We're moving all that infrastructure into place now.
The county has also responded to downed trees, flooding on a cul-de-sac in Live Oak, and a sinkhole in Aptos. Hoppen says as of Thursday evening, there hasn't been long-term damage from this storm, but more rain is forecast for next week. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.